Kevin Mano is on the phone, so we're going to bring him in right now to talk about what's happening at the 7. Hello, Kevin.
Sup, dude?
How are you,
buddy?
What's
going on over there?
What's up,
Everything's
dude?
Good. We've been talking about all kinds of weird things that I'd rather not get back into because I'm uncomfortable with it. But
Okay. Let's
talk about what's going on with you.
I got a lot going on, man. It's been a crazy week. Today's crazy. It's snowing in New York City for no reason.
No.
It was like 60 yesterday, and today it's snowing, yeah.
It's going to be 80-something here today. That's crazy.
Unbelievable.
Man, I'm telling you, we got to get you down here to play some golf. What is up
with
that?
I know. It's still going to happen. But no, this really has been a crazy week. Yesterday, we were supposed to have Chris Brown on the show, but some stuff happened.
Yeah, I heard about that.
With Chris Brown, and he canceled all media appearances yesterday, so that did not happen. He was supposed to perform, and I think we're going to have him before the end of the week. But he did, to make good on that, he did give us his new video for the song Beautiful People, and we had the world premiere of that yesterday, and you can see that up at MTV.com.
I saw that yesterday, Kevin. Had a lot of people in that video.
Yeah, there really are a lot of people in that video.
People that are famous or people?
Oh, yeah,
people
a lot of general? Celebrities in there.
Okay.
Yeah, people that are famous. He's got a lot of famous friends, that dude.
Is that something that's pretty typical with a star fuming, leaving stage, and going and break something in the back room?
Not really. No. and, you know, we're still going to have Chris on our show, so I'm gonna remain slightly tight-lipped about the whole situation. But
I'd
no,
remove
I think
any loose objects from his...
Yeah, we might have to do that. We might just have to take all the breakables out of the room.
Well, let's get real about it. I mean, this isn't going to get back to him. Here's my thing about that whole deal. And, you know, Chris Brown did what he did, and I'm sure he's not proud of it. At least I hope he isn't. And that's an ugly thing. It happened 2 years ago. But to be honest with you, and people are like, oh, he blew up and he didn't answer the question. I thought he handled the questioning about as well as he could. That's an extremely uncomfortable position to be in. You know those questions are going to come up.
You know what the thing is? The thing that's kind of weird is that he approved those questions. His camp approved every single question they asked him on Good Morning America yesterday.
But did you have a problem with one way he answered? I didn't have a problem with anything he did on set as far as the way he
answered.
No,
I didn't either. I thought it was just fine.
I mean, he was uncomfortable, and he tried to move it back to the album, which any artist would, no matter what you're talking about. Chris, really like your shirt. Yeah, but I really want to talk about the album. Chris, I like your shoes. Yeah, but I really want to talk about the album.
Right.
Hey, Chris, the restraining order was lessened a little bit. Yeah, but I really want to talk about the album now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's understandable. That's normal. I thought he did it, and I'm not defending in any way what he did, but again...
No, he handled it. He handled the actual interview, the performance on GMA perfectly.
I mean, if somebody came on my show and wanted to talk about something that I wasn't comfortable talking about, I'd probably try to move it away to something else. Hey, Justin, tell me about the sheep at the frat house when you were in school. I don't want to talk about that. Let's move on to something else.
Now I need to hear about the sheep in the frat house.
Well,
you made that up. Kevin, you got to see the pictures. That's really what you want
to
see.
But, of the sheep in the frat house.
Yeah.
Send this to me, please.
Thank goodness nobody had a video camera back then.
Yeah.
So what? Now, tell me about the video. You guys... I guess you didn't. He made good, and he showed you the new video, so that was good. I guess that. How does that all come about?
I haven't seen it,
dude. I don't know. I mean, yesterday was a really nutty day because, I mean, we'd been promoting this, you know, Chris Brown in studio for a long time, so it was just so much scrambling behind the scenes after he pulled out of, you know, what we could do when we would get him, and for a while. Yesterday, his people were like, oh, he'll just come, if it's cool, you know, he can perform tomorrow, which would be today.
Mm-hmm.
But today on the show, we've got Vinny and Dina from Jersey Shore. We've got Travi McCoy in studio and Panic at the Disco was supposed to perform live, but now they've backed out because they missed their flight. So it's been a crazy week. But at one point, we thought that he was going to perform today, and it was going to be a lot to handle.
Who do you think gets more of the publicity from Jersey Shore?
Snooki, absolutely. She is the
really?
Star.
Really? You think it's Snooki?
Oh, my God. Yeah, she's the star.
Wow. The situation seems like he's everywhere, but you think Snooki is the star, right? She's got
Oh, absolutely. I mean, she's on the cover of Rolling Stone. She's huge. She probably I don't know the numbers, but I would bet she makes the most money like per, you know, appearance when these people go to nightclubs and stuff.
I'd be interested. Let me know how Dina is because she seems like just a wild child. But
Dina's a little weird. I've had a few encounters with her, and she is exactly like herself on the show. But I consider that weird.
Yeah, that'd be a good point. Yeah.
I like Situation said she makes Snooki look like a rocket scientist.
Yes, and when the situation is calling you dumb, you're probably dumb.
That hurts.
Sitch.
Kevin Mano joining us from the 7. You can check it out today, 4 o'clock Central, every weekday. Sammy Hagar, big news there. We have to give a high five to MTV Hive for an interview they scored with him. Now, tell me the background here. Is this real or is he kidding around?
Oh, no. This is 100% real. He makes reference in something to something in his book about how he had a dream once that he was abducted by aliens, and they asked him about it, and he said, like, I don't really talk about this because people think I'm crazy, but he is certain that he was abducted by aliens, and they, like, uploaded something to his brain or took something out of his brain. But he claims that that happened, and it's a fact.
We talked about this yesterday in our entertainment report, and I would just, I don't know, if aliens are going to come down, the last person I think would be...
Oh, I don't know if he's the last person.
Well, one of the last people... Can you imagine what the aliens think about us now?
That's a pretty bad representation of the human race.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, I think I would rather Snooki.
No. Human fire plug? I don't want a human fire plug representing the human race. No.
Yeah, get David Lee Roth.
Exactly. Thank you.
Somebody brought that up yesterday. We'd much rather David Lee Roth. Yes, I agree.
He could tell them all about the California girls. Now, I do understand that I heard a while back, I guess in the last week or so, that they're going to... I think it's with Sammy that they're going to get back together, even though he had a tell-all book where he ripped them a little bit. Is that true? Have you heard that Hagar's going to get back with Van Halen?
I haven't heard that, but I don't doubt that at all. I mean, those dudes will be, you know, breaking up and reuniting until the day they die.
Yes, I think that's probably true. Now, here's something that I was a little bit disappointed, excited about and disappointed in when I finally got the real deal, but Wonder Woman... part whatever this is, I guess the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
The new costume is out. What was your initial impression?
It's stupid. At first, it looks like a bad Halloween costume or something.
Doesn't
it? I mean, it's what the hell is that? Adrienne Palicki is the new Wonder Woman, and she's wearing pants. I mean, the old Linda Carter, is that her name? Linda Carter, was she the old Wonder Woman?
Oh yeah, bro.
Yeah, she. I mean, that was hotter, and that was how many years ago?
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. She forced me through puberty. That's all I can tell you is
she forced you.
I mean, well, I'm just saying. You know, every guy has that moment where you're like, I like that,
and you're not sure why.
Yeah, you're not sure why you like it, but you did.
Right.
I remember watching Wonder Woman. I think it was like on Friday. It was maybe on Thursday or Friday nights. I can't remember if it was on the same night as Dukes of Hazzard or not. But the bottom line is,
I'm pretty uncomfortable right
she
now.
She helped a lot of guys into the pubescent stage and on through into manhood. I promise you.
I believe you. I think for me, for my generation, it was Pamela Anderson on Baywatch. But
fair
I understand
enough.
What you're saying.
Yeah. Well, I'm just a slightly
Hello,
older.
Hello, Kelly Kapowski. Wake up, boys.
Okay, that too. Pretty good. But
yeah, that's a good point.
The thing about it is, I mean, she was hot, she didn't wear pants, and she could block bullets with her wristbands. I mean,
yeah,
it's awesome.
She's got it all.
Yeah, the pants thing, I don't get it. That's a huge mistake.
And, I mean, especially, it just looks cheap to me. I thought it was a joke when I saw it. I mean, they could do something a lot cooler these days. This just doesn't look hip at all, and it's certainly not as sexy as the old one.
Well, it's funny because it's like in this age of pushing the envelope and really going further and further from a sexiness standpoint, they went completely anti. They went like, that's like Wonder Woman's grandma's outfit.
Or Nicole Eggert.
Yeah, this is the Amish Wonder Woman. Yes.
Charles in Charge, Nicole Eggert.
What about her?
Man.
Oh, yeah, she's
I never
hot.
Watched that show, but she used to be really hot. She kind of slipped over the years.
Well, she was a Baywatch gal, too, though.
Yeah, she put on some pounds.
She Baywatched.
Yeah, you're right.
So
yeah,
what,
right.
Kevin?
No, it's okay. I like a little meat from time to time. You guys have gotten me to say some really weird things.
Oh, yes. We got it all recorded, too.
That's right. The Kevin Mano Button Bar coming to a radio station near you.
Yeah, I like a little meat from time to time.
That's exciting. Okay, so what do you have on tap the next couple of days other than Chris Brown?
Well, we don't have a show tomorrow because it's a Jersey Shore marathon here at MTV because tomorrow is the season finale before they head off to Italy. Today's the big one. I mean, we got Vinny and Dina in the studio, and Travie McCoy is here, and we're kind of scrambling to get Pete Wentz involved somehow because he's in town with Travie McCoy, and I've known Pete for years back from Chicago, so I've been dealing with them all day trying to get him in. So I don't know, a lot of stuff, but it's going to be a very big show.
Have you met Travie McCoy before?
Yeah, a few times over the years.
What do you think? You like him?
Yeah, he's a good dude. I liked Gym Class Heroes years ago when I first heard them. I really, really enjoyed them. And his solo stuff is different.
Yeah.
And he changed it from Travis to Travie, which I'm still confused about. But no, he's cool. He's a cool dude.
It's catchy. I like his music a lot, actually. Mm-hmm. So it is. It's kind of fun. It's not real, you know, deep, but it's...
Yeah, he doesn't take himself too seriously, but he's good at what he does.
Yeah, it's good to put on the iPod for the workout.
So he's in today.
Well, cool. Kevin, appreciate you. Good luck with the show this rest of the week. Good luck with getting to some meat and stuff. And we'll talk to you next week.
Send me the sheep and the picture of the frat house.
Brother.
Oh, we got it, bro.
Good times, good times. tell Chris Brown, I feel you. There are
He's
just
so
certain things
that
we
on
don't
his Facebook.
We don't want to talk about. We don't
All right, I'll tell him.
All right, thanks, man.
I'll talk to you guys next week.
All right, appreciate it, Kevin.
See ya.